Married at First Sight. Chapter 4095. Catherine noticed Liberty's unease, likely stemming from the thought of running the Farrell family alone once she assumed leadership. Offering reassurance, Catherine smiled and said, "I'll continue to help you until you are fully ready to take over. Once that happens, I'll step away." Over the past 2 or 3 years, Catherine had gained significant experience in managing the Farrell family, far surpassing Liberty's knowledge. Liberty, having only been in Jensburg for a few months, still had a lot to learn. When she first arrived, her focus was on her new company, leaving her unfamiliar with the Farrell family's inner workings. Back when Clarissa was alive, she had been extremely guarded toward Liberty, ensuring that Liberty remained uninformed about many family matters. As a result, Liberty now found herself in the dark, struggling to grasp the complexities of the Farrell family. "I know you won't leave right away," Liberty admitted. "But I still have so much to learn. If I take over now, I won't have the credibility to lead. Let's wait until I've gained more familiarity with everything," Catherine proposed. "How about Qingming? I'll lead the family to the ancestral worship ceremony, and that can serve as a transitional moment. With Qingming still 1 or 2 months away, it would give Liberty time to prepare." Liberty hesitated, then replied, "Qingming sounds fine for the ceremony, but I don't think I should officially take over the leadership role then." Catherine nodded thoughtfully. "How about this? We'll set an earlier date for the formal handover, and you can lead the family to the ancestral ceremony on Qingming. Does that work?" After some thought, Liberty agreed. "All right, that sounds reasonable." She then added, "Catherine, could you stay for another year or two? You wouldn't have to be involved in the day-to-day operations. You could focus on your own things while still being here to guide me." Catherine smiled warmly. "Let's see how things go. Saren is about to have her baby, right? I'll stay until after the baby is born. Once the baby turns 1 month old, I'll come back to Wiltspoon for the celebration, and then I'll leave." "She's over 7 months pregnant now," Liberty said. "So, her due date is a little over 2 months away. Of course, due dates aren't always exact. Some babies arrive early, others later." Liberty secretly hoped to gain enough confidence and experience before her sister Serenity gave birth. That way, she could free up time to return to Wiltspoon. When Serenity went into labor, Liberty intended to stay by her side until Serenity was discharged from the hospital and had settled in at home with the baby. She planned to return to Jensburg after that, but when the baby turned 1 month old, she would return to Wiltspoon to celebrate with Catherine. As they continued their conversation, the two women entered the stunning main house and settled on the plush sofa. Jim, Liberty's trusted bodyguard, followed them into the house. The other guards stayed outside, keeping watch. Jim, who had been with Liberty the longest and was assigned to her by her sister Serenity, was deeply trusted. Meanwhile, Pedro, Catherine's indispensable assistant, brought water and fruit for both Catherine and Liberty. Over time, Pedro had become inseparable from Catherine, always handling her needs with precision. Suddenly, loud shouting erupted from outside. "Catherine! Catherine! Get out here!" The yelling was unmistakable. It was Catherine's three brothers. Catherine had previously issued strict orders barring them from entering the Farrell family mansion freely. In the past, she had their belongings packed up and delivered to them, fearing they might strip the mansion of its valuables. Now, the mansion was staffed entirely with new personnel. None of the old staff who had been loyal to Clarissa remained. Audrey, Liberty, and Catherine had carefully selected the current household staff. Catherine had taken a hands-off approach, only choosing a few individuals herself. She reassured Liberty that once Liberty moved in, she could replace any of Catherine's picks if she wasn't satisfied with them. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4096. Chapter 4096. "Catherine, your brothers are causing trouble again," Liberty said. "Do you want me to go out and handle them? After all, they're your family. Maybe you should consider maintaining some connection with them. What if, in the future, you find yourself with no bridge left to cross? Catherine gave a bitter smile. Family? What kind of relationship do I have with them? They've always sought to take me down. If they held the upper hand and I was at a disadvantage, I'd probably be long gone by now. They wouldn't hesitate to destroy me. Her voice grew colder. They never wanted me back in the Farrell family. They fought to keep me out and insisted Shiloh stay in my place. They were willing to perpetuate lies rather than let their own sister reclaim her rightful position. Yes, we share the same blood, but relationships don't grow without effort. The time for building any bond with them is long gone. When I came back, their loyalty was already with Shiloh. They would prefer I didn't exist. When I leave Jensburg, I'll only send my dad a small monthly allowance out of duty. If you think it's unnecessary, I won't even do that. My mother's will states that my three brothers and I are jointly responsible for his care. But as far as they're concerned, I'm done. I'll sever all ties with them. Catherine picked up the glass of warm water Pedro had poured for her, took a sip, and then put it down. Rising from her seat, she said firmly, "I'll go out and see what they want." "I'm coming with you," Liberty replied, following her outside. At the gate of the Farrell family mansion, Marco and his two brothers stood beside their car, shouting insults and curses. "Catherine, you'll die a terrible death," one of them yelled. "You've handed over our family's legacy to an outsider." The commotion attracted some members of the Farrell clan who lived nearby. They bundled up against the cold and gathered at a distance, curious to see what was happening. "Catherine, do you really plan to let Liberty move in?" Marco shouted as he saw her approach. "What gives you the right to make that decision? Did Mom agree to this? Did you even ask us?" "This is our home too, Catherine," another brother chimed in. "You have no right to make decisions on your own." Turning to Liberty, Marco shouted, "Ms. Hunt, let me make one thing clear, this mansion is our family's home. If you move in, you'll be taking what doesn't belong to you." Catherine and Liberty walked closer, ignoring the growing crowd of onlookers. Liberty turned to her bodyguards, smirking. "What are my bodyguards doing, gentlemen?" The three brothers glanced at the guards, who were unloading Liberty's belongings from the car. "That's right," Liberty said. "They're moving my things. I'm done living in hotels. This is my home now, and I'll live here from now on. The Farrell family is my family, and I'll be taking over as its leader." This was already discussed in the family meeting, and everyone there heard it clearly. Marco's face flushed with anger. "That meeting doesn't count. It's invalid. The Farrell family belongs to us. My mother was the head of this family." Liberty's smile didn't falter. "Your mother is dead, Marco. She's no longer the head of anything. And let's be clear, she was never officially the head of the family to begin with. You claim the Farrell family belongs to your family? Mr. Jensen, what's your last name again?" "It's not Farrell. Even if you wanted to take your mother's surname, you're still a man, and in this family, that means nothing is passed down to you." The brothers fell silent, glaring at Liberty and Catherine. Catherine stood quietly, her expression icy and detached, saying nothing as she stared at them. Marco's face twisted with rage, his fists clenching as dark thoughts crossed his mind. He wanted them gone, both Catherine and Liberty. His mind raced with sinister ideas. He thought of his mother's ruthless tactics and vowed to follow in her footsteps. If he could get rid of these two women, he could rewrite the rules and claim control of the Farrell family for himself.